You're listening to Pyro Media Network, setting radios ablaze since 2017.
Hi, you've reached Kwame.
And Christy.
And we're from I'd Rather Not Podcast. Leave a message.
Everybody, welcome to the show. The rules of engagement are really quite simple. So if you can pull yourself away from Grindr for 2 seconds, listen up.
Let's have a kiki.
I
want to
have a kiki.
Lock the doors.
Right.
Let's have a kiki.
Motherfucker.
What is going on? I'd rather not. Hope you're having a wonderful day. I'm your host, Kwame, joined by the beautiful, the glitteracious, the extravagant Christy Champagne.
Bitch, I love how you just started that like we're doing an ASMR episode. Like,
hey, well, I wanted to talk like this because when I get nervous, I talk as calmly as possible. Because, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, everybody in between, Christy is going to be doing a Christy Takeover Q&A, and I am quite
confused. Yes. Well, we've done Q&A episodes before, and I just felt like they're really fun. We haven't done one in a while, so that might
and
as well.
I was scared then, and I am scared now.
New us, new year, new questions. I promise you, it's gonna be good. I promise.
Okay.
I promise. It's gonna be good. So, first of all, what are we sipping on this morning?
We are sipping on this flavored water, actually.
Ooh.
Strawberry flavored. It has
Is it like the flavoring that you add to your own water, or it already?
No, it's not meal. It comes already flavored. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm having a delicious coffee. And I put it's like a s'mores coffee because I got the s'mores creamer from the grocery store because I'm that bitch.
Okay. And
I was like, I live alone now. I'm gonna drink whatever fucking flavored creamer I want.
Because I can.
And so I got the s'mores one, and it's fucking delicious, and I've had 3 cups.
I'm a big kid now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yes. Like Kwame said, we're going to do a little Q&A today, and it's going to be real fun. Shout out so to... This is why you don't have to be nervous, because I'm going to tell you where I found these questions, and it hopefully should ease your mind a little. So, you know, when we're doing our research for episodes, we peruse the interwebs, if you will, and shout out to teenvogue.com for giving me these list of questions.
I'm even more scared now. I'm absolutely horrified and terrified.
You have nothing to be nervous about. I promise you, Kwame. I promise you. Okay. Are we ready?
You know I don't trust white people, right? This is why.
You're not
kidding.
Wrong.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. It's okay.
You're not wrong. I can't with you. This is why I don't trust white people.
This is why I don't trust them.
And the fact that I'm not disagreeing with you is what's right. Funny. You're like, you're right. We cannot be trusted.
Listen.
Okay, that part. Okay, here we go. You ready? And I'm going to skip around a little bit. I'm not going to go in order because that's, you know, why. Nobody tells me what to do.
Right.
Okay, here we go. If you could travel to any year in a time machine, what year would you choose and why?
Is it a year of our life, or is it like
any year
that
we've
been born, or like that any year?
That's up to you, baby. That's up to you. It's your time machine.
Let's see. I think that I would travel back I would travel back to when I first joined the army because I would not have gotten married to those women.
I would never have married those women.
I would never have married those women. I think I would have stayed single and I would have navigated things differently.
Yeah,
definitely then. Because that was a good time. I was making a lot of money. I mean, I still make a lot of money, but, you know, I didn't have to try hard to make a lot of money. It was just, you know, I was fit. The peach was peaching. You know, the skin was thick. You know, the men was abundant. You know, you know, and it was
and the service men and ooh girl,
my God, okay, every time them damn special forces units were there with them short shorts and they were just running,
girl, with the ranger panties. I don't know what they're called.
Know them ranger panties, girl.
Baby, and yes. If listeners, if you enjoy the men's of this and you would like to partake in this, just yes. Google ranger panties and thank me later.
You're welcome. My God.
I love how we seamlessly brought up ranger panties in the first 5 minutes of this episode. That's hilarious.
We know where this show's going. Yeah.
Okay. So here's the thing. I think about this. I've thought about this question before, and I always choose two things, even though I know that's like cheating, but whatever. I always choose two times. I would love to go back to like the 30s.
Oh.
Not because of the crappy part about the 30s, but like that, you know, like the 30s, whenever I look like back in like history books, I always think like the 30s were so glamorous and like decadent, and it was like very like it was just like all about like, you know, glamour and just fun. I just would love to travel back just to kind of like partake in that, you know, like that very indulgent decadent kind of lifestyle that like, you know, everybody was really living in the 30s, minus all the crappy part about the 30s. And then I know like you're not supposed to, whenever you talk about like going back in time and you have a time machine, you know, if you watch time machine movies, you're not supposed to alter, you know, the history. You're not supposed to go back and do anything. But here's the thing. I would be remiss to say if I would not use my time machine and go back and kill Hitler.
Oh, my God.
Before he hurt anybody, before he did anything bad. Like, I would literally off him and save a shit ton of people. And that's what I would do. Because I would be remiss to say I would, like, if you think to yourself, oh, I have a time machine, you would be a shitty human being if you don't think to yourself, what can I go back and change that would help people? Like, yeah. And again, I know time machine rules, watch all the time machine movies. You're not supposed to go back and alter things. I mean, literally every time, any movie or TV show involving time machines, like you're not supposed to change anything, but bitch, I would go back and off him and save a shit ton of people. Like, it's just what I would do, whether I, you know, whether it fucked me up or not, I'm going to go back and save a shit ton of people. Like, and that's where I would go. Yeah.
Good. I think if I'm going to add an extra one, I would probably go back before Judeo-Christian times, because everybody was just all about worrying about hugging the trees and smoking the trees.
There you go.
Like, I think everybody was just really chill back then. There was no homophobia, racism. It was just like, just take me back to Africa around that time, prior to, you know, us being bothered. And I think, you know, I would find a big, good, wonderful Mandingo man, and we would just have a wonderful time and be beautiful and just sun-kissed and eating berries and things and not worrying about bills and, you know,
work.
Yeah. You know, I don't mind, you know, hunting. You know, and
gathering.
Gathering, you know, I would enjoy all of that.
This bitch went way back. He said, I'm going all the way back,
away from like before all of the crap, you know. I don't think there was homophobia back then, you know,
before any form of technology.
You know, screw Twitter.
You know what? That's kind of funny too, because I actually, now that you bring that up and I think about it, I've always find myself super interested in like Cleopatra kind of era, like, like ancient Egypt and like all of that, like really like crazy cool. So I always watched stuff like that. And I was like, I would go back and like, bitch, just walk in on Cleopatra and live that rich, like
sidebar,
that lifestyle. Yeah. Well,
Just so you guys know, Cleopatra was not white. Okay, let's move on. Let's continue.
She wasn't white.
Neither was Jesus.
That's what makes her amazing.
Just wanted to throw it out there. I'm not sure what you guys are watching on TV, but that's not
that part. That segues into my next question, which is, if you could have dinner with a famous person, living or dead, only one, who would you choose?
Only one?
You're only allowed to choose one for this dinner, for said dinner. Living or dead?
Living or
not. Oh, how about this? I'll change it up. You get two. You can have one person who's currently living and one person who has passed away.
Got it. Beyonce.
Okay.
Luther Vandross.
Oh. Yes, Mr. Vandross. That's a good one.
I have questions.
That's a good one.
I have questions. Yeah, sorry.
I have questions.
I need you to sit down. can someone pass the tea? Thank you so much. Hi, Mr. Vandross. We all know. We all know. I just want to know why you thought we didn't know. Okay.
Wait a minute. Are you saying what I think you're saying?
You know exactly what I'm saying.
Baby, I'm a huge Luther fan, and how did I not know that this was a thing? Mr. Vandross was on the DL. Really?
Not Christy.
No, I'm being absolutely serious. I was not aware of this.
Are you for real, girl?
I'm absolutely serious. I was not aware of this.
She was painted for the gods, honey. She was ready to go. Have you ever seen her with the... Mother Vandross, listen, that was a voice.
Mother Vandross.
Mother Vandross, that was a voice. And I'm not disrespecting her. I just want to know why you thought we didn't know.
Interesting. Okay?
You've never seen her with a woman. You've never seen, she was never married.
Okay. I mean, you're right.
We had a roommate, honey. We know about them roommates.
We know about them roommates. Oh, interesting.
How you have a roommate in only one master room? One master room. The rest of the rooms were offices and things.
Interesting.
Allegedly. Let me stop before I get, y'all not gonna sue me.
You're gonna get in trouble, girl. You're gonna get in trouble, girl. Yes,
Beyonce and Luther. What about you?
Beyonce and Luther. Living, I'm only because I just saw her concert in Vegas, I'm choosing my queen Adele. If you're choosing your queen Beyonce, I'm choosing my queen Adele. Mm-hmm. And maybe we're having this dinner together, so we're getting four for the price of two. yeah, I would definitely choose Adele. Just because every time I've seen her live and I see her interviews, she just seems like she's so fun to talk to, and she just always has great stories, and she's just British and funny and curses, and she's my queen, so I love her.
Now I know there's a couple of listeners that know me for real, and they're probably thinking, well, why didn't you pick Janet Jackson? Let me explain why I didn't pick Janet Jackson over Beyonce. Okay, I picked Beyonce because I have questions about her business savvy, about her performance. I have a limited time. I have questions, and I need to know the key to success. Okay,
and I also
need to know if you want to invest in my businesses. That's what I need to know. With Janet, I would have to sit down. We would have to have tea and crumpets, girl. We would have a lot of time. We would be laughing and joking. That's a whole different story. I would be admiring her. I can't talk to her because if I met Beyonce, I would be excited. I would be a little starstruck. But if I saw Janet, I would pass out.
Oh yeah,
I would pass out because,
and then the dinner would be ruined.
She is the reason why I started dancing. So I can't.
Yeah, yeah,
I can't.
Yeah, and that's kind of the same reason why I would choose Adele. I mean, obviously because obviously I impersonate her. She's my queen. But there's not a song of hers that I've ever listened to where I haven't immediately had a reaction to or. Right. Connected to immediately in my own personal way. So I just have so many questions. Girl, completely. and then this is probably going to shock you, but my unalive person that I think I would choose right now, and I only say this because somebody else also recently asked me this question and I thought about it for a while. I would want to choose Jim Henson.
Who?
Jim Henson, the creator of the Muppets, girl.
Oh.
Okay. You know what? Listen here, buddy.
I was like, what? Okay, well, I mean, I'm not judging. I just want to know. I have questions.
Only because he was just such a like, if you think about it, like I my undead person, I would want to choose somebody who just had like, who's creative and like really like has a brain that I've like don't have. You know, I don't know. It just, I watched a documentary about him recently and I was just like, I learned so much stuff about him and he just did so much for like, he had such an impact on the entertainment world that like, I don't know. It's just, it would be cool to listen to his stories and like how he created, you know, the Muppets and like just all of that stuff. Like it just, he seems so like creative to me. Like, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I just, he seemed like a really like interesting person that would have a lot to say.
Yeah.
Because I also think that like a lot of the stuff that they were doing with not just the Muppets, but like Sesame Street and all of the stuff that the Jim Henson Corporation was involved in, like, mm-hmm. were like really, I don't want to say like, I don't want to make him sound like he, you know, was this boundary pushing person, but like, it really, like, if you think about it, like, the Muppets don't have, like, there's, I don't know, it just, he seemed like he was very ahead of his time and like, mm-hmm. very, a very beyond creative person. So it just, yeah. I would choose somebody, I would choose him, but I would love that spot for the unalive person would be someone very creative like that, you know, somebody who like pushed the boundaries and like was beyond like, you know, my state of, you know, creativeness or whatever, if you will. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Well, whatever tickles your pickle, I'm happy for you. Yeah. If you're happy, I'm
happy. Kind of like if you would choose let's say like what's the lead singer of Queen, like Freddie Mercury, like it's like that kind of person, like somebody who's had such an impact on like the creative, you know, entertainment world that like,
yeah,
I would love to talk to somebody like that, you know, like,
yeah. I wouldn't choose Freddie Mercury, but I understand.
No, but that, I'm just using him as an example, like somebody who like really like think about it, like honestly, like I probably also would choose Michael Jackson, like,
yeah.
Think of like a person like that, somebody who was so beyond creative that like, because I like to, you know, I fancy myself a creative person, we both are, but like that's like the Megatron of creative people, like those kinds of people, like those people who just pushed the boundaries and we're so far past even where we're at now that we couldn't even see that back then, you know, like, so somebody like that, somebody who's had such an impact on like the entertainment world, like that's who I would choose.
Yeah.
And then that brings me to my next question, which is, currently, in this moment, right now, what's your favorite movie to watch over and over again?
Oh my god. Oh my god, you took me. Oh god.
I know, right? We've talked about this before because we talk about movies a lot. Like, it's hard for us to choose like just one. I'm not one of those people who can just go, "Oh, this is my one favorite movie." It's like, oh, it's so hard. But it's like, okay. Just think about it as the one you watch over and over again.
See, I don't watch movies over and over again right now. Only because I have so many shows to keep up with.
Right.
So I watch a lot of reality shows because, you know, I have a Power Hour reality TV edition. So I watch that. Yeah. And then I there's other shows that I enjoy, like, you know, The Last Airbender is coming out. And and then there's shows that I watch for The Unusual Maverick. There's a lot of shows that I watch, but I don't really watch a lot of movies over and over again. But if I was going to pick one, oh god, there's a couple of different ones. One that I really love to watch that I like, that gets, that's visually dynamic and stimulating for me, it's one of my favorite movies ever, one of my favorite sci-fi movies ever, is Interstellar.
Okay.
I just think it's a brilliant movie, and I just really love I love the movie. I just think that I could watch that. That's something that I can like put on and be okay with, like watching over and over again.
Yeah.
If I had to pick one right now at this moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My current over and over again is anything in the DC or Marvel universe. I feel like all I've been watching lately is DC or Marvel movies.
Yes. Like,
over and over again. And I never get tired of watching them, like ever. And then also, you're going to hate me for this, and you can crucify me all you would like. But I don't care. It's my guilty pleasure. And I watch them. When I'm serious, when I tell you, it is probably, besides like my favorite movies, like my like all-time lifetime favorite movies that I watch over and over again, these movies I watch over and over again, and I don't know why. I can't tell you logically why, but I do. And again, take a deep breath, because here it comes, because this is not an answer I think you're going to expect from me, which is why I love this episode. I unhealthily rewatch all of the, oh God, I have to take a breather because it hurts. It hurts me admitting this to the world. I unhealthily over and over again watch the Planet of the Apes movies.
I'm leaving.
And not the originals, baby. Not the originals. I'm talking about the newer ones that are just, they're so dumb, and I watch them over and over again. And I'm leaving. Sorry.
We're going to commercial.
I'm so sorry. I can't. I have to admit it. I have a problem, and I need help.
You know. I can't.
They're so horrible. They're so horrible that I enjoy them, and I just like, I can't. I have to finally admit it. Oh God, the weight that has lifted off of my shoulder right now.
Do you feel better?
I feel better. This feels like therapy, and I feel better now.
I'm so happy for you. You know, I want you to know that I support you in all that you're doing.
And here's the thing.
You are still loved.
They keep making them, and they're making a new one, which is even better. And I saw the trailer for it, and I was like, oh, yes, another one to put in the rotation.
You are absolutely hilarious. You're like, absolutely hilarious.
I'm going to be one of like 30 people who go to the movie theater to watch this.
Right?
And I'm going to not feel bad about spending $45 to go to the movies to watch a Planet of the Apes movie. I'm not going to feel bad. I refuse. I refuse to feel bad. There.
You know what? This is a space.
This is what happens when you don't do drugs. I don't drink. I barely drink alcohol. I drink.
After you telling me that, you probably should. So let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break.
That part.
We'll be right back after this, you guys.
In a world filled with diversity, where radical faith and progressive believers come together, there's a place that's breaking all boundaries and embracing believers from all walks of life. Introducing Bullet and Flight Radio, an inclusive progressive network for all believers. At Bullet and Flight Radio, we're dedicated to providing a platform for progressive believers and inclusive organizations. On our platform, get ready to hear traditional gospel, contemporary gospel, inspirational gospel house music, plus family-friendly house party, classic R&B hits, and our flagship show, Bullet and Flight Talk. Our unique community is based out of the Motor City Sound to the vibrant culture of California. But it doesn't end there. We are proud to be an ally and a safe haven for those with no labels and those who proudly identify as LGBTIQ+. We believe in radio excellence and education, and we're here to serve a progressive audience. Here at Bullet and Flight Radio, we are more than just a radio station. We are a resource for music and inspiration that promotes positivity and fosters a sense of mental, emotional, and spiritual wellness. So whether if you're searching for uplifting music, thought-provoking conversations, or a supportive community, Bullet and Flight Radio is here for you. At Bullet and Flight Radio, everyone is welcome. We believe in divine love, acceptance, and diversity. Join us today on this extraordinary journey of faith, progressiveness, and inclusivity. Connect with us today and become a part of our inspiring community. Bullet and Flight Radio, where believers unite, boundaries break, and love triumphs.
All right, y'all, welcome back. We are answering questions. What a great commercial that was, Kwame. I love our commercials, baby. They're so professional.
Thanks.
Shout out to Pyro Media Productions. Thank you so much for all the
Okay, so I love bitch. That's what we should be playing when we come back from commercial.
Ooh, yes. Yes. Y'all hear that. We'll put that in there.
I love that. I love that. Okay, so we're doing questions. We're gonna do just a couple more. This list is really long, and I've kind of like I've just been randomly choosing. Like, I have the list pulled up, and I'm like, I just kind of randomly choose it, so it's very random. But let's jump right back in. Here's an easy one. What is your favorite food of all time?
Barbecue.
And if you want, I was just going to say, if you want to choose, like, a type of food that, like, encompasses a lot, you're welcome to do that as well.
Nope, I think I got it. Barbecue ribs. Because I have a top three, but I think barbecue ribs, like, if I had to choose, then a good barbecue rib is, like, it for me.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back.
Cheerio, baby back.
With barbecue sauce.
Wow, we're old. That shows how old we are. You realize we just food ourselves really bad.
Shut up, youngins. Mind your business.
What you know about the Chili's commercials? You don't know
shit. You know nothing, Gen Z. Let me
tell you. You don't know nothing. If I had to choose one item, I would probably say hot dogs. I know that sounds basic as fuck.
It sounds basic, but I'm also not surprised.
Right, right. It's just like, I don't think I ever have not enjoyed a hot dog. Like, I could eat hot dogs all the time. Like,
I love a good old sausage.
Just a good baby. And that's that pun intended, but pun also not intended. Yeah, no, I just like literally, like, I think I could have any form of hot dog. Like, and not the like, I mean, like a good hot dog, not like a shitty, like, processed. I mean, like a all beef, Nathan's, like fucking just good, grilled fucking hot dog.
Yeah, like big hot dog.
Yeah, a big hot dog. If I had to choose like a type of food, like if we had like a sidebar and I had to like choose a type of food that like encompasses a lot, I would probably say like, any kind of Asian food. I always feel like I enjoy like Chinese, Japanese food, like all that stuff. Like, yum.
Oh, delicious. My God. You know what I miss from Seattle? Pho. On a nice cold.
That part, girl. In fact, you know what?
Everything.
This is why we are emotionally and connected, because I was literally thinking before we started recording, I was like, you know what? I live on the hill now and I haven't had pho in a really long time.
Oh my
God. I'm gonna go get some pho, bitch.
Yes.
It's rainy and kind of cold today. I'm gonna get some.
Oh yeah. And then going to it, like once you go inside and you like warm up a little bit and then they bring you the pho. Ah, it's the best.
Baby. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
There we go. All right, here we go. Ready? Here comes another one.
Okay.
Besides your job you currently have right now, what's one dream job you wish you had?
I think I would want to be a lawyer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Come on, making some change.
Yeah, I think I would want to be a lawyer or something in the legal space. Yeah.
Interesting. That's funny. You say that. I feel like you would be a really good lawyer.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I've been told that.
I can see that for you.
I've been told that.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also think I would pick something that nobody would really expect me to pick, and I think I honestly would be a firefighter.
Oh my God. Okay. I actually can see you doing that, believe it or not.
Or like a paramedic, or like my grandpa, may he rest in peace, he was an officer a firefighter, and he retired as an officer. He did it his whole life. And I was always so like enamored by his job and like what he did. And like, even still to this day, I always think like the like helping somebody in that sort of way in that dire moment in their life where like it's life or death. Like it's such an amazing thing to me. And I always admire people who do that, and not just like just firefighters, but like paramedics, people, you know, who all of that, all of those people that encompass that kind of job, you know, like just always kind of amaze me. And like, I always watch like 911 and 911 Lone Star. And I'm always like, this is like, I would love to like, to do this. It seems really like thrilling, but also like an amazing way to like give back to people, because like people who are in those situations are like, it's like life or death. And you're like, yeah, I don't know. It just always seems so interesting to me. So I would probably choose a firefighter.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can definitely see that. I can definitely see you doing that. Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't want to get their hands on a big giant hose?
All right.
And I ruined it. And I ruined it.
We were having a moment, and there you go.
We were having a moment, and I ruined it. Okay.
You never take anything seriously.
Speaking of moments, if you could be a part of a family on any TV show, which family would you choose? Difficult, right?
Yeah, because I was going to say Family Matters, but I also feel like...
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, I was going to say Family Matters, but I also feel like The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I would love to be... Because I love the Winslows. I really did. On Family Matters, but there was something about Will Smith's... just living in that mansion and, like, them being, like, just super comfortable. And, like, yeah. I would love to have done that. Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say I was gonna say Family Matters too, because I felt like they had like a really good family dynamic, and it was I was like, dang, yo, I want to live in this house.
Yeah, even though Steve was annoying as hell, but like, you know, he was still family.
Come on, yeah. Urkel. Yeah. And why? Okay, so since you chose the one I was gonna choose, my second choice would be oh my God, why can I? Because I almost said Family Matters, but that's not it. It's, fuck. Oh my God. And then I almost said The Family Stone, because I just keep thinking family. It's in the title. Fuck. Why? Sofia Vergara's in it.
Modern Family.
Modern Family. Thank you.
Yeah.
That would be my choice. I would choose Modern Family. I think
Which family would you be a part of?
They're all family. It's like the whole family, right?
Would you be in a particular subset, or?
I think I would want to be Cam and what's his name's in that part of the family. Like, granted, it's all the family, but like, yeah, I would choose that for sure. Yeah, okay. Since I can't choose, since he chose mine, I would choose that one. Yeah.
Oh, I chose it. Okay, got it.
Modern Family. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Thank you so much.
Both are acceptable answers.
You're so gracious. I thank you so much for it.
I got two more. I got one really fun one, and then a slightly serious one. So we're gonna do the fun one first. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Who is your favorite character from literature? I know, right? Easy, but also a little heavy, right?
Yes, because it's
that's hard.
That's hard. Really hard. I'm gonna say Harry Potter.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that. I can see that. I was gonna also. That's where my brain went, but then I tried to like. I was like, okay, well that okay. Yeah, that would be a good one. But like, can I go back and think of like the like one of my first books that I ever remember like actually reading like alone, like by myself? Like, because obviously, you know, we learned how to read. But like, if I had to choose a favorite character from literature, I think I would choose Matilda.
Oh, okay.
I read that book like well into my 20s, like all the time. like over and over and over and over again. And like, yeah, I would choose Matilda.
A lot of my first books that I read was like Raisin in the Sun and Sounder. And yeah. like, those are really like, you know, not good yep. times for my people. So I just rather not.
Right, right. I also remember like reading like Bridge to Terabithia, like those kind of okay. books. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, but I would choose Matilda also because Roald Dahl was just an amazing author and like
yes
yeah I would
yeah choose I definitely liked Matilda was a good book yeah I'm gonna stick with yeah. Harry.
I love that. I was gonna say that would be my one of my choices as well too because I do read those books and watch those movies all the time like and mm-hmm. it's such a like that was like again not to age us but it's like that was like our childhood, basically.
That was a really, really like our teens, time.
Basically. I shouldn't say childhood. That was like our teens. Like,
yeah, yeah. You know. Because I remember when Harry Potter came out, like it was slowly making a wave because of the way it was written,
right?
And like it was just different, you know. So it was definitely would choose Harry Potter.
Okay, I love that.
I would also
Go for it. I want to hear it.
No, I'm gonna stick with Harry Potter. I'm gonna be quiet. It's gonna be too much.
No, tell me. I want to know now. You have
I'll
to tell
I'll tell you offline. I'll tell you offline.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's too much.
All right. Well, and we're gonna end with our a view moment, if you will. We love you.
Yes.
Here we go. Are you ready? You're gonna need
shout out to Sunny Hostin and Whoopi.
Yes, Whoopi. here we go. It's deep. You ready?
Okay.
Of all the personal questions I could ask you, what's one you wouldn't want to answer?
What kind of bullshit ass question is that? That defeats the whole purpose. That's such a sneaky question, but it's so good. of all the questions that you would ask me, which one is one that I wouldn't want to answer?
Yeah.
Huh. There's not much that I wouldn't want to answer. Oh, oh my God. I don't, this one kind of stumped me. I don't know. I don't know.
The reason why I chose this one is because I also don't know if I have an answer for this.
Because I'm pretty open. Like, if somebody asks me a question, I'm pretty open about answering. Yeah. If I don't feel comfortable,
It made me think of that. The reason why I said The View is it made me think of that viral moment. It's either Tia or Tamara. I can't remember which one it is because they're twins, and I don't know which one's on The View. But that moment where they're like asking her, like,
wait, the twins. I think you're talking about The Real.
The Real. That's it. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Sorry, not The View. My bad. The okay. Real. And one of the other hosts asks her, how are you? And the camera like pans over to her and she's like, I'm okay. And then she like, she takes a deep breath and she like just immediately has this guttural like breakdown moment. And it's like, that's what, when I read this question, before when I was looking up the list, that's what I thought of. And I thought, you know what? I don't know how I would answer that currently right now. One, because I'm the same way as you are. I'm like, I try to talk about my shit. Like, I try not to keep shit bottled in, and I'm a pretty open book. But also, like, okay. I think about it, like, it's not like that specific question that they asked her indeed, like, are you okay? It like encompasses so much that I could see why she would have that sort of reaction. Now, granted, I still to this day don't know exactly what triggered that moment because I've never actually looked up the rest of that conversation. I've only ever seen the meme of it or the little clip of it. So I would be curious to know what that actually entailed. Mm-hmm. But it was like, yeah, it made me think like, I don't like, when was the last time somebody asked me, like legitimately asked me that question? Because I feel like people always say like, oh, how are you? How are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. But like, if you want to really break it down, like when was the last time somebody like legitimately realized that you were having a problem and asked you if you were okay?
Yeah. I think That's really interesting. You said I
and would you want to answer it? You know, like, right. would you want to answer it? Like,
well, I think I would want to answer, but I don't know. We have such a natural reaction to be like, you know, how are you? And like, oh, I'm okay. Like, you know, and that's just a natural reaction because that's just something that we do. But because on one hand, it's like you want to be okay because, you know, some days you're not okay, right? And number one, for those who are listening, it's okay to not be okay sometimes, right?
Absolutely.
Just so you guys know. But also, like, what happens if somebody said, like, if you and I were just sitting down, you know, you're having a busy day, Chrissy, you're in between getting your dresses for a show and you're like sewing and you're on deadlines. And then I call you, I'm like, hey, Chrissy, how you doing? It's like, oh, I'm good. How are you? I was like, I'm not okay. Do you have time to talk to me at that moment? Like, some people, like, oh,
right.
like, you gotta realize what I do.
Do not realize the heaviness of the question you're just asking me. Like, do you truly want to know how I'm doing? Like,
right? Because I don't think people truly want to know. They say that they do. But what happens if somebody says I'm not okay?
Yeah. What do you do then? Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I guess for me, I don't know. That's a really damn good question, Chrissy. But to harken back to what you said regarding, I think it was Tia, Tia Mori, that did that video. I see that all the time on TikTok.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's always like prefaced with some sort of like very inspirational kind of thing that follows it. That's why I'm like, I always see it. Like, and so it's like, I just don't know. Like, I almost kind of don't want to know.
Yeah.
Like, what would have triggered that or how the rest of that conversation went. But it's just like,
but what does that say about our society and mental health and the importance of mental health, right? Like, do we really value mental health, or are we just saying that because, you know, it's just something good to say? Are we saying okay, that we're okay because it's just something that sounds good, or are we actually okay? And if we're not okay, what are we doing about what are we doing about it, right? You know, we can't just say, oh, we're okay, we're not okay, and then we don't do anything about it. Like, you have to, the first step, okay, we acknowledge that we're not okay. Now we have some action steps that we have to take to make sure that, you know, to get into a space of okay or good, you know? So I don't know. I think sometimes, and even in that, sometimes I feel like people don't want to talk about if they're okay or not, because then that means they have to deal with it, right? It means that they have acknowledged that, oh, well, there is a problem, so we now have to deal with said problem. So most people don't want to deal with it. Most people want to be comfortable in their trauma.
Uh-huh.
You know?
And that's really, and I think that's the thing, like, so, like, I was, like, really trying to think about what would be a question right now that I wouldn't want to be asked.
Yeah.
And not because I don't want to answer it. So my response is not because I don't want to answer this question, but just because it's like, I don't know the answer to this question. Mm-hmm. And I think I wouldn't want to be asked currently right now if I'm truly satisfied.
Mm.
And I say that because one of two things. One, because I feel like I'm in such a state of change and evolve right now, and I'm in a new place in my life, that like I feel a little selfish because I'm like, I am satisfied. But on the other end, there's also the opposite spectrum of that, is that I also have recently, because of all of this change and because I'm in a new situation and I'm living alone and it's the focus is on me, I'm also not feeling satisfied. I still have those feelings of like, did I do something wrong? What, like, you know, all of those things, like that encompasses that, without dwelling too much into that. Like, so that's where my brain went, like, I don't know if I would want to be asked if I'm satisfied with my life right now, mostly because I am satisfied with my life right now, but also because I don't want to negate all of that goodness by thinking about the bad. But I also want to think about the bad, because you can't have the good without the bad.
So it's like that weird
state of like being like, I don't want to say stuck in the middle, but that's where my brain went. Like, it's just that weird space of like, when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and you're focusing on yourself and you're like, you're really pushing your boundaries and like change and like whatever that encompasses for you, like, being in that weird, like, middle moment of it all, you know, like, yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Deep.
That's a really deep. That's really deep.
That's a lot to think about.
Yeah.
What a way to end the show, Chrissy.
I know. But I think about that. That's why that viral moment from The Real came to my mind, because it's like, if a certain person, like, and it would really need to be somebody that's like, that I'm not super close to, I think. But if just the right person asked me that question right now, I might actually have that same kind of reaction, guttural emotional breakdown. I don't know who that person would be, but like, I feel like if I would have that moment, I would have that moment that she had, that same kind of moment. Like, if a certain right person or a certain somebody literally asked me that question, I would have that same reaction.
Yeah. My God. Yeah. Wow. Well, I hope you guys know that you guys, if you're not okay, it's okay to go and reach out to someone that can help.
Yes.
Therapy is super, super huge and important. Yes. And it's vital to, in my personal opinion, to your overall holistic health. Yes. So I definitely think that making sure that you find therapy in some way, shape, or form, some type of counseling. There are free services everywhere. There are phone numbers you can call.
Literally, yeah. I was just going to say that same thing. I was going to say, if you are listening to this and you don't know what to do and you don't know who to reach out to, who you reach out to is me or Kwame. Find us on social medias. Get us. We will point you in the right direction as members of your community and our community. If you are listening and having a hard time and don't know who to reach out to us, and we will get you what you need and point you in the right direction.
Absolutely. I just had someone the other day, her son had just came out to her, and he had been kind of like, and she saw me on TikTok, and like, you know, the son apparently follows me, and she saw one of my, you know, I was talking about, I don't know what I was talking about, but I was, you know, being my flamboyant self. And so and she reached out to me and she asked me, she was like, hey, you know, I want my son just came out to me and thought that I was gonna, you know, ostracize him because I'm so involved in my church, but you know, that has nothing to do with my son. And I was just so proud of her. I said, all you have to do, number one, first of all, this is, you know, not uncommon. You know, we have a lot of parents, because a lot of people talk about the horror stories, but there are a lot of parents out there that really love their children and really want their children to be, you know, great and good and safe and love them. And so shout out to all of those parents that, you know, that have allowed their children to come out to them and really given them the space to be who they are authentically and truthfully, because it's not easy living your most authentic, being your most authentic self. You know, a lot of people, you know, it's just if you can come out and say, I am a gay man or gay woman or lesbian or whatever, or trans woman or trans man, whatever the situation is, whatever part of the 4,000 letters we have in our community, you know, if you can authentically say that, it's not easy. You know, there's people that are still out there that are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, that are trying to harm us and that don't think that we have the right to live a free and open life like they do. And so, you know, it's scary. Parents are scared for their children, you know, just everyday fear of just them walking out the house and them never seeing them again. And then to add insult into injury, it's like, oh, now you're gay or now you're going through this. That's extra stuff that I have to worry about. But it's their journey. Yeah. It's their life. And if they can, you know, holistically live a healthy life, then I definitely recommend that you make sure that they get therapy, that there's all types of projects. The Trevor project is out there that you can call if you're feeling like, you know, immediate crises, or if you need to call them just to get some type of services or find out or extra resources, you can always check out the Trevor Project. We're not sponsored by the Trevor Project, but if you do want to sponsor us, hit us up. But definitely, I know the Trevor Project has helped me multiple times in my life. So it has definitely been a lifesaver. So definitely check it out. Check out the Trevor Project. You can just, if you have a smartphone, just type in therapy in your local area. And, you know, there's so many ways to be able to receive help. You don't always have to have billions and billions of dollars just to, you know, get help. There's services out there. So, yeah, that's all I got.
Amen to that.
Well, Chrissy, it's been fun. I like your takeover. I wasn't so scared now.
I told you. This is going to be easy. I promise.
Yes.
I promise.
Yes, she promised, y'all.
If teen girls reading Teen Vogue can answer these questions, so can we.
That's true. Amen to that. And I'll probably do a takeover on the next show. We'll see what goes on. We never know because pop culture be popping all the time. So
you never know what's going to happen. You
never know what's going to happen on another episode of I'd Rather Not Podcast. Yeah. But until then, what do we tell those girls that be hating on us?
Girl, I'd rather not.
Girl. All right, we'll see you on the next one, y'all. Bye. Woo-hoo.
Wonderful Kiki.
This episode is brought to you by Pyro Media Network. Produced by Pyro Media Productions. Setting brands ablaze since 2017. Thank you for listening.